This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Monday, February 5th, 2024. I am Dave Biddle. Very happy to be joined by Dan Rubin. A lot to get into. Just when we thought this was the smoothest sailing offseason that you've ever seen in your life for Ohio State and the best, maybe Bill O'Brien's tenure at Ohio State will last all of 2 weeks. We'll get into that. Hopefully not. We'll get into that. Dan and I are going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Tim Walton just being an absolute beast. And we will take some questions from you guys. Before we get to that, I want to let you guys know about one of our great sponsors, Factor Meals. I mean, this is like high-quality meals that are delicious and are fast to make. So there you go. And you can get a great deal. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options every week to choose from. Head to factormeals.com/bucknuts50. Use code bucknuts50 to get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while your subscription is active. That's code bucknuts50 at factormeals.com/bucknuts50. Get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while your subscription is active. I've used them. My family loves it. They've got smoothies. I'm a big meat guy. They've got a lot. They've got steak meals. They've got chicken, pork, a little bit of everything. If you're a vegan like Jim Knowles, they got you covered if you're vegan. They've got a little bit of everything. It's healthy. It's high quality and tastes good and it's ready fast and you get 50% off. All right, let's bring in Dan Rubin. All right. I mean, if you're Ryan Day, you've got to be pulling out every little hair follicle that you have. Like, poor guy. I mean, like, my goodness gracious. Just when he's thinking, like, oh, okay, everything. Finally, I can chill out for a little bit. Everything is exactly where I want. Now it's like Bill O'Brien might be off to Boston College. And we're waiting on it. Maybe news will break while we're doing the show, Dan. Like, we're checking with sources. No news yet. Maybe that's good news for Ohio State. There could be the opinion if something's going to happen with Boston College, it would have already happened. I don't know. There's been some talk it could happen today. I don't know, man. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great. happy Monday to all the Nutters. Not sure how I feel about this in terms of who they get to replace him, but it does sound like it's just a matter of negotiations here, and it's going to be his job. He's a native of New England, and anybody who knows anything about his family situation. His son suffers from an absolutely unbelievably tough disease, and the specialist for said disease is in Boston. And if you just read about it, and then Bill O'Brien is putting up with a lot in his personal life just to get his day going. So I would support him doing whatever he thinks is best for his family completely.
Yeah. I mean, his son wakes up every day with a seizure. I just couldn't imagine that as a parent. So, if that's – Bill O'Brien feels like he needs to stay in Boston for that, then do that. Do what's best for his family. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. And then people are going to ask, well, if Bill O'Brien does go to Boston College, where's Ohio State going to turn? I don't know the answer to that, and I will point this out. We're going to talk about some names, but – Bill O'Brien wasn't one that we were talking about when it was opined that Ryan Day might be giving up play calling duties. We were talking about Jason Candle, who we're going to talk about again. Well, there's other names that were floated out there. Bill O'Brien was not one that was out there. So my guess is, first of all, I don't think this – Brian Day's not going to go back to status quo. This is not like, oh, the only reason he was going to take a step back and be CEO is because Bill O'Brien was available. Mm-hmm. No, I think Brian Day made that decision and then went out and got Bill O'Brien. So I think he's now going to find a new offensive coordinator if Bill O'Brien does take the Boston College job. I think probably it's going to be somebody that's we're not even mentioning right now. But Jason Candle is an interesting one. You know, we've talked about him a lot. He's the head coach at Toledo, for those who don't know, deep Ohio ties, relatively young. Was the offensive coordinator under Matt Campbell at Toledo before Campbell went to Iowa State, and Candle's done a good job at Toledo. So that's one that I would keep an eye on. Chip Kelly, Dan has been floated out there. I wouldn't like that. I mean, Day, you know, that's Day's protege, Chip Kelly. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Chip Kelly would be great as an offensive coordinator. It would also be weird because UCLA is joining the Big Ten. If he leaves UCLA to come to Ohio State to be offensive coordinator, that'd be interesting. I don't know, man. A lot to get into there. But Candle's the one that piques my interest the most if Bob leaves.
His name has come up, too, for other gigs. Boy, the things have changed. I'll just say this in a general perspective from the way they used to be is now we just talk about sitting head coaches becoming offensive coordinators like it's no big deal. And that used to be kind of be a big deal. If someone's going to leave being a head coach to be an offensive coordinator, I mean, you talk about Chip. When all the talk about Chip Kelly came, I'll be honest, I went and made sure he wasn't fired to people talking about it. Here's what's interesting about Chip Kelly to me. Can you name the three most famous graduates of Manchester, or most well-known currently, graduates of Manchester Central High in Manchester, New Hampshire?
So that Chip Kelly, Ryan Day, and?
Adam Sandler.
Nice.
Not bad, actually. Kind of surprising.
Nice.
Double Googled that one to make sure it's true, and it is.
Adam Sandler. Press conference. You know Ryan Day's got to be a Sandler fan if he's from the same high school. Has to be.
Would you hire Adam? No, I don't think Adam Sandler's a candidate. It'd be fun.
Our
ratings would be good.
Jeez, those CDs. Yeah. That's how old we are. That when he was just doing like comedy, he would do all the voices himself. Oh, I know some of the people like, you know, you can take or leave some of his later movies, but before he was even did all the movies, those CDs when I was in high school and then early in college, my friends and I used to sit there and just laugh our butts off at those Adam Sandler CDs. I'm going to have to bust that out at a press conference for Ryan Day. Anyway, Tollbooth Willie, for example. Anyway, yeah, man. I mean, this is so strange. I just, again, though, if Bill O'Brien needs to do to take care of his family, then you got to do it. But, man, Ryan Day, I kind of feel bad for him. I know he's making $10 million a year, but geez, man, geez. This is the reason Jeff Hafley, and I know Jeff Hafley's different. He probably was going to. My guess with Hafley is, by the way, Hafley's now screwed us twice. If Bill O'Brien leaves, Hafley's now screwed us twice. I've heard some people mention Joe Moore in there, Joe Moorhead in there as well. That would be solid. I lost my train of thought there a little bit, but yeah, Hafley's now screwed us twice. If this does materialize, we'll see what happens.
I'll say this: if Julian Sand really came to Ohio State to play for Bill O'Brien, and Bill O'Brien leaves, and we still have Julian Sand, and Ohio State ultimately wins the title with Julian Sand at quarterback, Bill O'Brien gets a ring like Nick Saban gets a ring for leaving and getting the chance to get Caleb Downs and Julian Sand. So if that's all he did, and it was the quarterback that wins you the championship, that is a productive 2 weeks in Columbus, my friend. And in terms of who we'll go after, we're kind of back to where we were at square one. We're going after talent. He should just look down. I mean, like Cliff Kingsbury was mentioned. I think he turned down the Raiders and went to the Commanders. But he should literally just look at the earth and say, who's the offensive coordinator I want? Sorry about the domino effect, but whoever, we're just going to screw the next team and go take their offensive coordinator. It's Ohio State. You should be able to go and handpick. I mean, Bill O'Brien kind of felt like a handpicked guy. Go handpick another one. Now, unfortunately, we're later in the cycle here, and I'm not saying Cliff Kingsbury would have been a name, but guys like that have jobs. So that is the only, if you want to say, difficult factor in this is that you're further along in the process, and maybe several dudes who you would have taken, aren't available now. But I'm not – I don't think anyone sees this as a sinking ship. I think this is seen as a spot where if you go and have a good deal, you're going to have a chance to get a big job like Boston College.
Regarding Julian Sain, I would be surprised if he would depart. People have asked that. If Bill O'Brien leaves, would Julian Sain leave? Would he follow him to BC? Would he go somewhere else? I don't think so. I think that was a bonus why he picked Ohio State, because we have to keep in mind Ohio State, according to Julian Sain, was the runner-up to Alabama when Alabama had Nick Saban and Bill O'Brien. Ohio State was still the runner-up. Now you take Nick Saban out of there, Bill O'Brien going. I just can't see Julian Sain going to Boston College to follow Bill O'Brien if Bob leaves. Those are just tuning in. We're just opining. Bill O'Brien is not taking the Boston College job yet, but we're keeping an eye on our phones and checking with sources. But I think Julian Sain is going to stay at Ohio State. I think he came to Ohio State to play for Ryan Day. The biggest reason he went to Alabama, same thing that you know, Caleb Downs was talking about. They wanted to play for Nick Saban. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, I don't think Sain can leave anyway. He just transferred, unless he wants to sit out a year.
It's true.
But, yeah, I don't see him going to Boston College. Now, Sain reached out to Ohio State after he left Alabama or was leaving Alabama, so I don't think there's any issue there.
Nah. It's going to be fun in spring watching all these quarterbacks go at it, and I'm sure someone's going to transfer after spring. Probably Devin Brown is my guess. I think both freshmen are going to stay and battle it out, and I think Kienholz is going to stay. And really looking forward to seeing what Will Howard can do. So, we'll keep you guys abreast on the Bill O'Brien situation. Hopefully he sticks around. If he does leave, we'll see what happens. It's probably somebody we're not even talking about.
You'll know who it is, though.
What's that?
It's someone we're not talking about, but it's someone when they name it, you'll know it's not going to be John Doe. You know what I'm saying? It's a high-profile spot. The names you're hearing about are guys who are career offensive coordinators who have had success in multiple spots. So it's not someone we don't know the name yet because they've done a good job keeping it clandestine, especially now. But you'll know the name for sure.
Great timing for Mrs. Sanchez here. I was just going to switch gears and talk about Tim Walton just setting the world on fire. Good morning, Mrs. Sanchez. I mean, you get the number one corner in the country, Devin Sanchez, and then you followed up and you get the number two corner in the country and name offered. And it's not like these guys are in Ohio State's backyard. You go to Houston and then you go to Birmingham. Tim Walton is – and this is not like a one-off. He's turned into like the Brian Hartline of defense, and he's a really good secondary coach. And I look back when he was hired, we were all like – yeah, pretty solid hire. You know, it seems like a pretty solid. He should do a decent job recruiting. He's got defensive coordinator experience. Pretty solid hire. No. How about a grand slam home run hire? Like hats off to Ryan Day on that hire. Hats off to Tim Walton. Just absolutely killing it.
I posted this somewhat in jest yesterday, but I said next Bucknutter. Next Bucknutter.
I saw this. Yeah.
To name their child Timothy Walton blank and enter gets a lifetime free membership to Bucknuts. And I'm not saying I think it might happen. You know, timing has to be on your side here. You want to strike while the iron is hot, but it's not even, there's no frame of reference for like when we started doing the wide receiver recruiting where it was like, first round pick on top of first round pick, transfer out first round pick to be replaced by a first round pick. And you are like, this is, I don't even like your brain would start to hurt a little bit. And you're like, there's no data to compare it to. We've entered that level for defensive back because every time you go to think of it, it's kind of like the Buckeyes off season in general, something else good pops into your mind that you hadn't thought of before. Like, I don't know. How about make them both 6'1.5"? I don't know. How about stack? How about Ohio gives us two incredible corners in this class with Scott and West, and then we go nationally for the next one. Like we talked about how you have to get every big-time offensive lineman that comes through. When was – like Mark Porter said, you can make an argument that those two coming out, West and Scott, is the best Ohio's ever given us in one cycle. By the way, Aaron Scott, also 6'2". So you're going to talk about three corners at 6'1.5", 6'2". And by the way, these guys are what, 18, 19? So they could be still growing. It's just never been done. So there's no frame of reference. So it's like makes me want to do memes of Walton next to Gandhi and stuff. You know, I can't even. What are you going to do? What an incredible hire! And listen, we went. I think everyone expected Brian Hartline to be an incredible coach and an incredible recruiter. Anyone who's known him or met him, I tell this story. We didn't do it on the air, but when Dave and I had him for the interview, I try and tell as much as possible. Last question we asked Brian Hartline: if there was a fight in the locker room, and you had to fight, everyone had to fight their way out, who would emerge? We were asking for a player, and his answer was me. So that lets you know the confidence level. We didn't know as much about Tim Walton because we didn't see him, you know, play receiver here, and then, you know, it wasn't as the recency effect. He was here earlier. So what he's done, it's staggering. I don't even know. We're talking about people are like worried about having room for Dorian Brew and Trey McNutt, who are like elite national caliber players. They're not just in it for these guys. They're in it for Fahim Delane, safety out of Good Counsel in D.C. So they're putting together a regional, national all-star team. Defensive backs, and it's just, I mean, it's, if you're going to give Day a hard time for the Parker Fleming hire, which we have, you then need to give him equal kudos for the Walton hire, if you're being fair, because that's like a grand slam, and then the next guy homers on the first pitch kind of thing.
Yeah, the Day hiring situation has been interesting, because he's nailed some of them. Halfley, he nailed. And it's not his fault that Halfley left for after 1 year. Again, Halfley screwing us over twice. I like Jeff Halfley a lot. I got to know him a little bit personally when he was here just for a year. Truly a good guy. And even reached out to me like a year out when he was Boston College head coach to thank me for always saying nice things. I mean, that's the type of guy Jeff Halfley is. But so I say this kind of in jest, but he's now screwed us over twice if Bob leaves. But Jeff Halfley, great hire. Follows that up with a terrible hire in Kerry Combs. I think a lot of us were like, really? Kerry Combs is defensive coordinator? Okay, he'll recruit well, but he's not really a tactician. And then I remember Kerry Combs saying to us, you know, these were just famous last words. Before the season started, I'm not really much of an X's and O's guy. I'm not really much of a like tactician. We're like, dude, you're the defensive coordinator. What are you talking about? Like, and then Oregon's like proved that to be true to the point where they had to demote him midseason for Matt Barnes. My goodness gracious. But then he follows that up with Jim Knowles. Great hire. Justin Fry, I don't know. I mean, he inherited stud. Tim Walton knocked that out of the park.
It's case by case.
Heartline, kind of. Go ahead.
It's case by case. As you were doing that, I was trying to think to myself, maybe he's better off just getting guys out of the NFL. But Knowles was great out of Oklahoma State. So these are complicated positions. These are chemistry positions, how you get along with your staff, how you communicate. Listen, you can have a million things in your head as a coach and know everything. If you can't get your players to act on it, who cares? You know, there's a lot of things that go into this. So it's case by case, man. Everyone deserves to be evaluated individually. And like you said, for the most part, he's done a decent job. The problem is when he hasn't, he really hasn't. You know, it's not like he's going Hartline or Fleming. That's like polar ends of the spectrum. Can we get a Hartline and a 50% or maybe? I don't know.
I'm with you, you know. And now, you know, Corey Dennis, I mean, was that a necessary hiring?
It's so important to hire your staff. I've told this story. When Urban Meyer was first hired, I had a source who was on Ron Zook's staff, which is the staff he replaced. And he even said, dude, Urban's going to win the national championship for you. But the problem's going to be he will not be able to replace dudes. Once he had his first staff built, he'll start replacing him with his friends. He'll start doing too much and it'll deteriorate. And that, you know, you can't hire cronies unless they're studs. It gets you. It gets you across the board. It got Tressel down the stretch, if you remember correctly.
Right.
So can't hire cronies. And clearly, if three guys have done it and they don't have anything really to do with each other, you know, in Tressel, Meyer, and Day, it's probably just hard not to hire your buddies and hire, you know, that's why I kind of like the Bill O'Brien hire, because it didn't seem like he was going for football reasons, not a guy I like to hang out with.
Same thing with Knowles. They had no relationship. And Knowles Knowles had no ties to Ohio. He had no relationship with Day. Day went out and targeted him as the guy that he wanted. And I mean, Oklahoma State finished with a top five.
They were awesome, game. Remember? Yeah.
When does that happen under Mike Gundy, right? It's like, damn. I know it wasn't like that all 4 years he was at Oklahoma State. He had to build to that. But still, just to get that, everybody knows who's a college football fan. You know, Oklahoma State is all offense, no defense. So I loved him getting Jim Knowles. But yeah, you're right. It's like he's either knocking it out of the park or he's getting the golden sombrero, man. He's like striking out four times on three pitches in the dirt. But hopefully,
don't
whatever
hire your buddies.
The coordinator, he knocks it out. Go ahead.
Don't hire your buddies.
Exactly.
Just don't do it.
It's so easy and lazy. I mean, I know nepotism and nepotism is in all parts of our society, especially, well, I shouldn't say especially in America. I'm sure it's no matter what country you're in. I don't think anybody embraces nepotism more than the world of football. Football coaches, like, think about it. The NFL, I could go on and on. Look at the guys in the NFL that get a shot just because their dad coached. Dave. Nathaniel Hackett.
Dave. Did you see who Washington just hired as their defensive coordinator?
Refresh my memory.
Steve Belichick.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yes, with the hair. Yes.
I'm just saying, what are the chances Steve Belichick, a college lacrosse player with a mullet, would get a job at Washington, dude? This is why I don't like the Jim Harbaugh born on third base statement, because where was Jay Harbaugh born? In the dugout? Come on, man. Call it straight. And it just is what it is. There's trestles. There's, you know, I would hire my kid too. I think the head coach of the Titans is the dad of the guy I wanted to be the offensive coordinator in name only and coach the offensive line, Callahan. And now he went down to follow his son to the Titans. And by the way, that's being lauded because they're now going to have a great offensive line. So it's a family affair. You just got to have smart family members.
I think Bill Callahan as offensive coordinator, O-line coach is good. We'll see about Brian Callahan as head coach. I know it's honeymoon down there. I think it's following Vrabel. And by the way, I've gotten to know, not personally at all, but know of Brian Callahan pretty damn well, being a diehard Bengals fan. He didn't call the plays in Cincinnati. Zach Taylor did. So he was kind of offensive coordinator in name only. And we'll see. Good luck to him down there in 10. And by the way, all of a sudden, that went from a trash division to a tough division real quick. I think the Colts are now going to be decent. We know the Texans are on the way up. They were good this year. They won a playoff game with CJ. They're not going anywhere. Jags are good. You know, that's going to be the Titans. That's going to be a tough job for Brian Callahan as a head coach. But I got to get to this Manscaped read. This is all about beards, my friend. Beards. Okay. With Manscaped beards. As you can see, I used my Manscaped product. You know, getting a little sharp for the show here, at least trying to get sharp for the show. All right, a great deal you guys can get from Manscaped. It's time for the ultimate face-off. The Beard Bowl is here as the two best teams square off to see who the champion of facial fuzz is. Our friends at Manscaped are prepping everything you need for game day. Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit is the MVP of facial grooming, offering precision trimming, water-resistant technology, and enough styling options to outplay any opponent. And guess what? You can join the winning team along with the 10 million men who already trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com, use code BUCKNUTS for 20% off and free shipping. Craft your winning look with Manscaped. Don't let your beard be benched. It deserves the spotlight on the biggest stage. Manscaped's Beard Hedger Pro Kit is the ultimate franchise player to take your grooming game to the end zone. This package has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look with ease. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code BUCKNUTS. Gear up for the real halftime show where your beard takes center stage.
All right, Dave, I also got to tell the people that National Signing Day is coming up, and today on Bucknuts, we are having a tremendous promo. If you sign up today for premium access, you get 75% off for the year. So that's basically you pay for a quarter of the year, get three quarters off. If you are a monthly subscriber, you can upgrade. So this is your chance to do that. If you're hesitating to go from monthly to yearly because it was hitting you in the pocketbook, now you are set. So go there right now, sign up for a premium membership at Bucknuts and get access to all the great stuff, because this much we know, lots of great stuff. It's been an incredible offseason.
And spring ball is going to be kicking off in 4 weeks, my friends.
That won't be fun.
Spring ball, I know that's sneaking up on me. It's like, damn, that's another reason they got to get the offensive coordinator situation. They're not necessarily going to, he's not going to hire a guy the next day if Bill O'Brien leaves, but Ryan Day's not going to mess around. That'd be too bad because Bill O'Brien's only been here a couple weeks, but that's couple weeks has been big because it's gotten, you know, they started to talk about the playbook and getting to know everybody and kind of just starting to like talk about tweaks and things like that. So anyway, not great timing here, but Ryan Day will find somebody good if Bill O'Brien leaves.
It's not great timing, but you got so many new faces that you're essentially starting over anyway, so you're just pushing it back 2 weeks. I think I can handle it.
A couple quick questions to finish the show here. I like to Facebook. Walt and Benjamin on Facebook. Walton or Combs, better recruiter? I'd be hard to bet against Walton. Combs, say what you want about him. He's a fantastic recruiter. I'd have to give – I mean, how are you not going to give it to Tim Walton? I mean, my gosh.
I've never seen anybody do this, like I said. I mean, right. If you want to be judged by your apex, it's Walton.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with you on that. Another one from Facebook. Jermaine on Facebook. Does Dorian Brew still commit?
I believe so.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Yes.
You definitely follow recruiting more than I do. I mean, he's a Dayton guy, but now he's living in Texas.
Why wouldn't he? Because the other two corners committed?
Well, they have another one in the class, too. They have three corners.
And Blake Woodby? Yeah, I think they see Brew as more a hybrid type anyway, kind of in the Hancock role.
Okay.
So if he wants to be a corner, straight corner, yes, then maybe he would go against it. But, you know, corner's also not one of those positions like you can take multiple guys in a class and see what happens. I mean, it's not. You can take three or four in a class. That's not uncommon. It's not like you take two and the guy feels like, oh, they only have two on the field and I'm going to get beat out. You start three corners anyway, essentially. So if he wanted to go to Ohio State, I don't think the addition of those guys makes a difference. To me, I could be wrong about that. And I know McNutt's being looked at more as a safety anyway.
Jeez. First world problems. All right. Seriously. We'll close the show up and try and figure out what's going on with Bill O'Brien. I imagine we'll learn something today. I don't think this is going to drag into Tuesday. I think, you know, so if you're listening to the show on Apple Podcasts or you're not listening to the show live when we're on so many different platforms, appreciate you guys, by the way. The news might have already broken now, but we're doing the live show here. We started at 9 a.m. and still no news. So keep it locked to Bucknuts. And Dan, please tell the people again the great deal they can get at Bucknuts.
Signing day is coming, so we want you to be prepared. Today, if you sign up for a premium membership at Bucknuts, 75% off the year. So basically, $4 deal for $1. And also, you monthly subscribers who have been hesitant to upgrade, now is the time to do it. You can take advantage of the promo. Most promos are new subscribers only. So you existing monthlies, this is your time to hop on board.
75% off. How about that? Great stuff. Great stuff from Dan Rubin. Again, we appreciate you guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope everyone has a great rest of your day.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.